Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 13th. Today's devotion is entitled, Let's Go. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 6. Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, by many or by few. Samuel recorded Israel's battle against the Philistines, contrasting Saul's fearful hesitation with Jonathan's courageous faith. While Saul hid in a cave, Jonathan stepped forward, trusting not in military strength, numbers, or strategy, but in the Lord's power. Jonathan believed that God was able to save by many or by few. His words, "It may be that the Lord will work for us," did not express doubt in God's ability. Rather, they revealed humble faith submitted to God's sovereign will. Jonathan had confidence in God's power, even though he did not presume to know God's plan. Jonathan's faith demonstrated the timeless truth that God is never limited by human insufficiency. We often wait for guarantees before we obey God. Yet faith does not demand certainty about outcomes before taking action. Like Jonathan, we can move forward with humble boldness because our confidence rests in God's character and power, not in our resources nor in the certainty of the outcome. Perhaps the great missionary to India, William Carey, had Jonathan's example in mind when he famously said, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." We may not know exactly what God intends to do, but we know He is able to do far more than we can imagine. Therefore, when God calls us to serve, speak, give, lead, or go, we can answer with courageous faith, "Let's go." Let's pray. Dear Father, forgive us for trusting too much in our own strength and too little in Yours. Teach us to walk by faith with humble boldness. Help us trust Your power even when we cannot see Your full plan. Strengthen us to obey You courageously and move forward wherever You lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.